Welcome to today's episode, where we're diving into the world of technology and innovation. First up, we're exploring insights from John McNeil at the TechCrunch All-Stage event. His session, The Operator's Playbook for Building and Scaling Sustainable Companies, promises to challenge conventional startup growth strategies.
John McNeil, with his extensive experience at Tesla and Lyft, is set to flip the script on traditional growth advice. He emphasizes validating both product and go-to-market strategies before scaling, which he believes is crucial for building enduring companies.
That's intriguing. Scaling smarter, not just faster, seems to be his mantra. What specific strategies does McNeil suggest for startups looking to enhance their operational frameworks?
McNeil highlights the importance of operational excellence, drawing from his experience scaling Tesla from $2 billion to $20 billion in revenue. He stresses the need for startups to focus on sustainable growth by validating their business models before pursuing rapid expansion.
It sounds like a practical approach that could prevent many startups from overextending too soon. Now, let's transition to an exciting development from Redwood Materials, which is targeting AI data centers with its new energy storage business.
Redwood Materials, led by J.B. Straubel, is launching an energy storage business using retired EV batteries. Their first target is AI data centers, starting with a 2,000 GPU modular data center for Crusoe in Nevada, showcasing the potential of microgrids in tech infrastructure.
That's a fascinating reuse of EV batteries. How does this initiative enhance sustainability in energy consumption for tech companies?
By leveraging thousands of recycled EV batteries, Redwood Materials aims to provide a sustainable energy solution for AI data centers. This approach not only reduces waste, but also supports energy demands with a lower environmental impact.
It's a smart move, especially with the growing energy needs of AI data centers. Speaking of AI, YouTube is rolling out a new AI-driven search results carousel. Let's delve into that.
YouTube's new AI-powered search results carousel is aimed at enhancing user engagement by providing AI-generated topic descriptions and video suggestions. This feature is currently available to premium users in the U.S., focusing on searches related to shopping and travel.
An AI-driven approach to content discovery sounds promising. How does this feature improve user experience on the platform?
The AI carousel helps users find relevant content more quickly by offering curated video clips and descriptions. It mimics Google's AI overviews, making it easier for users to explore topics of interest without sifting through countless videos.
It's a clever way to enhance content discovery. Now let's shift gears to a bold initiative by a startup studio aiming to launch 100,000 companies annually using AI.
Henrik Werdelin's new venture, Autos, is leveraging AI to scale the startup creation process massively. This approach aims to empower everyday entrepreneurs to build successful AI-driven businesses without requiring technical skills.
Launching 100,000 companies a year is quite the ambition. What role does AI play in making this vision a reality?
AI tools are central to Autos' strategy, lowering barriers to entry by automating many aspects of business creation and management. This accessibility could significantly increase the number of startups and diversify the entrepreneurial landscape.
It's a game changer for aspiring entrepreneurs. Now let's explore how AI is affecting online communities, particularly those focused on houseplants.
AI-generated content is becoming prevalent in houseplant communities, often misleading enthusiasts with unrealistic plant care suggestions. This trend is causing frustration among plant lovers who value authenticity and creativity in their interactions.
Authenticity is key in niche communities. How are these AI-generated posts impacting the dynamics within these groups?
The influx of AI-generated images and advice can dilute the quality of discussions and lead to misinformation. Enthusiasts are finding it challenging to distinguish between genuine advice and AI-created content, impacting the community's integrity.
It's a reminder of the need for discernment in digital spaces. Moving on, Google is addressing declining search traffic with a new initiative called OfferWall. Let's uncover what that's about.
Google's OfferWall is designed to help publishers generate revenue through options like micropayments and surveys. This tool aims to compensate for reduced search traffic due to AI-driven search features, offering alternative monetization strategies.
It seems like a creative solution to a pressing issue. How does Offerwall integrate with existing publisher tools to enhance revenue?
Offerwall is integrated into Google Ad Manager, allowing publishers to customize how they engage users. By offering diverse access options, publishers can potentially increase user engagement and revenue without relying solely on ad traffic.
It's a smart pivot by Google. Now, let's discuss a serious topic, the Department of Homeland Security's warning about potential cyber attacks from Iran-backed groups.
The National Terrorism Advisory System has issued a bulletin warning of likely cyber attacks by Iranian government-backed hackers on U.S. networks. These attacks are part of ongoing geopolitical tensions involving the U.S., Israel, and Iran.
Cybersecurity remains a critical concern. What specific threats are being highlighted in this bulletin?
The bulletin warns of low-level cyber attacks targeting poorly secured networks and devices, potentially causing disruptions. It highlights the routine targeting of U.S. infrastructure by hacktivists and government-linked hackers.
It's a reminder of the ever-present cybersecurity threats. In related news, authorities have arrested hackers from breach forums. Let's delve into that.
U.S. and French authorities have arrested five hackers associated with breach forums, a notorious cybercrime platform. Among them is Kai West, accused of leading a hacking scheme causing over $25 million in damages.
A significant win in the fight against cybercrime. What charges are being brought against these individuals?
The charges include hacking schemes targeting multiple victims, such as telecom companies and healthcare providers. West is accused of attempting to sell sensitive patient information, highlighting the serious nature of these cybercrimes.
It's a stark reminder of the importance of cybersecurity measures. Now, let's discuss Uber's stronghold in Atlanta's autonomous ride-hailing and delivery market.
Uber has solidified its presence in Atlanta with the launch of sidewalk delivery robots and a commercial robotaxi service. This expansion underscores Uber's dominance in autonomous transportation, particularly in urban environments.
Uber's strategic partnerships seem to be paying off. How is this expansion influencing the local transportation landscape?
By partnering with companies like Serve Robotics and Waymo, Uber is offering innovative transportation solutions. This approach not only enhances convenience for users, but also positions Uber as a leader in the autonomous vehicle sector.
It's an exciting time for autonomous tech. Speaking of changes, Microsoft has announced the end of the blue screen of death. Let's explore this update.
Microsoft is replacing the iconic blue screen of death with a black screen of death as part of its Windows Resiliency Initiative. This change aims to improve system stability and reduce disruptions from unexpected restarts.
A symbolic shift indeed. How does this update fit into Microsoft's broader efforts to enhance Windows security and reliability?
The update is part of Microsoft's response to the CrowdStrike outage, which impacted millions of devices. The new Quick Machine Recovery feature is designed to help PCs recover swiftly, minimizing downtime and enhancing user experience.
It's a welcome improvement for Windows users. Now let's discuss Travis Kalanick's reported interest in acquiring Pony AI, with potential support from Uber.
Travis Kalanick is reportedly exploring the acquisition of Pony AI's U.S. arm. This move would mark his return to the autonomous vehicle space, with Uber potentially playing a role in facilitating the acquisition.
A bold move by Kalanick. What impact could this acquisition have on the autonomous vehicle industry?
Acquiring Pony AI could position Kalanick as a significant player in the autonomous vehicle sector once again. It would also highlight the continued interest and investment in self-driving technology, despite past challenges.
It's a dynamic landscape for autonomous tech. Lastly, let's discuss Apple's updated EU App Store policies, introducing more complex fee structures.
Apple's new policies are a response to the EU's Digital Markets Act, allowing developers to link to alternative payment methods. These changes aim to comply with regulations while maintaining Apple's profitability.
Navigating regulatory compliance while ensuring profitability is no small feat. How might these changes affect developers and consumers?
the updated policies could offer developers more flexibility in monetizing their apps, potentially leading to lower costs for consumers. However, the complexity of the new fee structures may pose challenges for some developers.
It's a balancing act for Apple in the evolving regulatory landscape. That's all for today's episode. Join us next time as we continue to explore the latest in tech innovations and industry shifts. Until then, stay curious.